Hello and welcome to The Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. Following a captivating quarterfinal run, the MTN 8 has boiled down to four teams, each with their sights set on clinching the first silverware of the 2024-25 season. Orlando Pirates and Cape Town City played out a draw, while Stellenbosch drew first blood as they defeated Mamelodi Sundowns. With me to discuss the countdown to the second leg clashes this week is African football expert Ayanda Vezi and making his Hit the Target debut, Michaelson Gumede. Gents, welcome.
How's it, Ish? How's it, Ayanda? Good to be here. Yeah, it's good to be back again. It's been a while. Yeah, so the season is back. So the listeners, I'm sure they know that once the season is back, Ayanda is here.
And what better way to start and bring you guys back than Wafa Wafa MTN 8 action. Gents, tell me your thoughts on the first leg so far.
For me, what can I say? It's been like exciting games, like good fixtures that we had in the tournament, the MTN 8. Orlando Pirates, I can say they were a little bit sloppy in the game against the Cape Town City. Cape Town City, their players showed what they can do, what they're capable of, and they showed that this season, this is the team that is ready to compete. Even the coach, he said, building up to the game, that the players that they've acquired for this season...
is to deliver silverware.
He didn't say that they'll deliver a silverware, but he said the squad that he has this season, he's ready to compete. And that showed in yesterday's game, especially in the second half, Cape Town City trailing from behind and then getting that goal to equalize, even though they're still trailing with the away goal rule. But then they showed what they can do. As for Mamelodi Sundowns and Stellenbosch game, that game, for me, I'd say I was happy to see Stellies taking the game to Mamelodi Sundowns and coming back with that crucial goal. So now, basically, they're leading. It's up to them now to either they defend what they had, what they have, or they just let it go. So I was happy to see the way Stellenbosch played against Sundowns, given to the fact that Sundowns last season, they were so dangerous, and Stellies, in their game, they showed that even though they lost some of their key players, but they can still get the job done.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with you, Ander, because I think for Stellies now, the most important thing is that they need to hold on to what they have. It is not every day that a team can go to Sundowns and beat them in their own backyard. And, the second leg is going to be a tricky one. Sundowns know that they have to score at least two goals with no reply for them to go through. You know, it's always tricky with the away goal rule. But on the side of Pirates as well, it's all to play for. Cape Town City held their own. Orlando Pirates showed that they are still the big team. They are the defending champions. And yeah, I guess it's just going to have to look forward to what's going to unfold on the weekend.
Yeah, you know, let's actually keep it there, locked into that Pirates fixture. Fezzy, in your response, you mentioned it was a game of two halves, but Riviero came out and said that his side lost control of the first 20-odd minutes or so of the second half. Why do you think that is? Why did they start that second half slower?
I think, first, I'll say, in my opinion, maybe it's because of the pitch, because we know the way that the game had to be postponed on Tuesday. And looking at the players like Patrick Maswanganyi, we know that he's the heart of Orlando Pirates. He's the one that is making Orlando Pirates play, you know. So I think Cape Town City capitalized on that. That's okay. Normally, everyone knows that Orlando Pirates is a team that likes to play, like to put the ball down on the ground and play, you know. So and going into the halftime. I think Cape Town City had like 55 ball possession, and Pirates, I think they had something about 45 somewhere there, which showed that even though Pirates were leading, but Cape Town City stood up to say, this is our home ground, you know. We can't just let Orlando Pirates just walk over at us like that. And Orlando Pirates, when they're playing at Cape Town, they tend to struggle. That's a given. When they go to Cape Town, just know that it's a win for Pirates if they come out there with a win when they're playing at Cape Town.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that man, Masongani, just awarded the number 10 jersey, included in Hugo Bruce's squad for the upcoming AFCON qualifiers. Do you think that number 10 jersey at Pirates is starting to weigh on him?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say so because obviously, you know, he's using this jersey at the CAF Champions League, and then even that's not the prominent, I mean, the competition proper. They're still, you know, trying to qualify. But playing in the PSL, he carries that number 28 jersey. He would have loved to wear that number 10 in the PSL, I would imagine. So one thing that he tried to do yesterday, as I understand that Pirates usually struggle in the Western Cape. There was a time when the chips were down. He tried to lift up the spirit. He tried to do his trickery, but there was no response from the fans, even though the majority of the fans were from Orlando Pirates' camp. So it shows that, sure, you might have your number 10 jersey. You might have that you know, big player, that big BMT tag on top of you. But when the chips are down, the chips are down. I think it happens to the best of players. Patrick didn't have the best of games. You know, it's just one of those.
Where yeah.
The coach has to talk to him and say, look, we know that you show up when you need you the most. We know that you can deliver for us when you need you the most. It's not always going to be the case. We've had bigger players failing to perform at even bigger stages.
Yeah,
this is just the first leg. Let's see what's going to transpire in the next game.
Yeah, do you think the signing of Gilberto, Angolan winger Gilberto, has maybe played a part in Masungani's dip in form? He, of course, had issues with his work visa, but those were cleared and he made his debut for Pirates last night. Do you think Masungani is now under pressure to perform?
Okay,
you can. No, you can go first.
Yeah, yeah, and I was just saying that, you see, when a new player comes in, especially when you are in the same position, when a new player comes in the same position, it always gives the rest of the team a challenge because you're not going to sign a player and put him on the bench. Mm. So most of the time, a player is going to come in and probably walk into the starting lineup. So it's going to give pressure to not only just Patrick, but to Pule Saleng, to Rebohele Mofokeng, to Kabelo Dlamini, and all of the other guys who are on the bench are trying to come in. So the pressure also goes to Gilberto himself. He has to prove to Coach Jose Rivera that, look, I am ready to play. I'm ready to walk into the starting 11. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree with Mike on that one. A player like Masuanganya, surely he can handle the pressure, you know, just that it was one of those games, you know, that it was not his day. We all have those days when you're at the office, you feel like, today, like, but he tried, but it was not meant to be. So I don't think that the arrival of Gilberto will make him now starting to doubt his abilities, even though Gilberto is one of the players that I'm sure that he will do. He will do wonders for Orlando Pirates. We've seen him during the preseason. And even though with the few minutes that he got in the MTN 8 semi-final clash against Cape Town City, you could tell that there is something there, of which it's good for the team, because you know that if Masuanganya is injured or your Saleng, your Mofokeng, at least you have someone that you know that he can get the job done.
Yeah, you know, it was leading up to this fixture that social media was a craze with TMS, too much sauce. Mm-hmm. Of course, they were largely ineffective on the night. Do you think maybe expectations are starting to weigh on those players?
No, it's still too early to say the expectations are starting to weigh. If maybe, like, the way they've been playing and the way the fans have been hyping them, I don't think they could have scored a goal in that game, you know. But then, as Jose Rivero, we know how his work that he has done with the team. Surely he sat down with these players and told them that they mustn't get overexcited. They must still get the job done. So I doubt that they're starting to feel the pressure and everything, you know. Yeah,
yeah, and I don't think it's a necessary dip of form, because if we remember, Coach Jose played the same team that started against Disciples in the CAF Champions League. Mm-hmm. And maybe the legs, you know, the legs are running out. And it was an important game playing against a city away from home. So it's always going to demand you to field the best possible 11 that you have. So, you know, an element of bit of fatigue here and there could be considered, given that it's still the early stages of the season. Some teams are still within preseason now, as it were. So teams are trying to get up to speed. So yeah, like Anders says, I doubt that now it's the right time to call it out and say players A, B, and C are dipping in form, or the entire team as a whole going through a wobble. I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, well, very similar to that clash with Disciples, away from home was a draw. On home soil, a very different story. Of course, Pirates running riots over Disciples. Do you think a case of deja vu is going to happen at Orlando Stadium this coming weekend?
It's possible. It's very much possible. Going to Eskotini, Skamabinzela, it's never easy there. You know that it's going to be packed. You know it's, fans are going to be singing. You're going to see that ambulance with the number 10 on the stands, traveling the whole stands. But at the same time, Tito will be trying to replicate that on the field. So not many teams come out at Orlando.
I have to agree with Mike and the fans, the way they... let me first say thank you to Jose Rivero, because I don't remember when was the last time you see Orlando Stadium fully packed like that, you know. So Jose Rivero has done something with this club, and the relationship that he has with the fans and the players, also the players, the relationship that they have with the fans. So definitely on Saturday, the players will be playing for their fans, you know. And Orlando Pirates in this game, they've already like have one foot in the final. So it's up to them to seal the game like in the first half, so that they know in the second half, like how they did with the team from Mauritius, they need to do that simple.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned a positive relationship with these players, but how good was Sipho Chaine on the night? A man of the match performance between the sticks. I mean, doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, and he was rightfully rewarded with a call-up to the Bafana Bafana national team, deservedly so. It's been a long time coming, even though one would get the sense that he does come in as a replacement to the captain and number one goalkeeper, Ronan Williams. But going forward, I think that even when Williams is fit, Jose might be tempted to actually include him and make him part of his permanent setup. But going back to his performance at Pirates this week, he's going to be key come the weekend. He's shown that he's the one who deserves to wear that number one jersey at Pirates. Sure, he's got competition from Melu Subtelezi and the upcoming young goalkeepers. But, given the energy that is displayed, even towards the end of last season, he's just displayed that he's one that Pirates, have been missing. You know, since the passing away of Senzo Meyiwa, Pirates have always struggled to get a consistent goalkeeper. Many have come and tried, but Jose Rivero might have struck gold with this one.
Yeah, keeping with the Bafana setup, I know Talent Mbata, also new signing for Orlando Pirates, has made his name in the national team. He will be part of the squad that will participate in the upcoming AFCON qualifiers. Can you see him forcing his way into the starting lineup of the national team? Because it looks like he's got a position nailed down in the box setup.
I don't think, you mean in the national team? I don't think he will just get, he will just go in the starting lineup just like that. But being there, getting exposure of how things are done in the national team, maybe he might get those few minutes if maybe the team is winning, or maybe if there's a player that is injured and then he needs to come in and fill the gap. But I don't think he's going to just go into the starting lineup. It's still too early, but it's good that he's with the national team just to get the exposure, and to be in that national team level. It also, build his profile.
Yeah. All right, let's look at the opposition then. Cape Town City on the night. What did you make about their performance? Was it a spirited one or a deflated one?
It was a bit of both. They always say it's a game of two halves. They did well. I mean, you saw a guy like Lebogile Mofokeng took an experienced player like Thamsanqa Mkhize to the cleaners. We've seen him do that so many times. And that's a captain of the team, former Bafana Bafana player, and Darren Kitt was in goal. He also couldn't stop this youngster. So, but Cape Town City did have their good moments in the game. But I feel like there was just that. It ended there. Orlando Pirates are just going to run riot.
Yeah, I think Eric Tindler has come up against his former employees about 14 or 15 times, winning on just two occasions. Can you see him maybe playing for a draw in this weekend's clash?
A draw for him will be tricky. What he needs to do is just to win the match. But then, speaking about Thamsanqa Mkhize and Mofokeng, what he did with Thamsanqa Mkhize, there was a moment also where Thamsanqa Mkhize showed Mofokeng that I've been into this game for a long time, you know, the way he tackled him, you know, showed the boy that you're still maturing into this game, you know, of which it's a good thing. For me, I took it like as a positive thing for Mofokeng to like, he needs to, I'm sure he took some notes on that to say, okay, here, if I'm coming across these kind of situations, this is how maybe I must try to find a solution, you know. And for Eric Tinkler, going to Orlando Stadium, it's not going to be easy, as I've said before. So for Cape Town City, if they want to like bounce back into this game, they must make sure they score first.
Yeah. Well, you know, if
of which it's not going to be easy. Looking at the backline of Orlando Pirates, the combination of Olisanda and Sesane, and you have Monyane on the right, and you have, who was playing on the left, Dion Hoto. Mm-hmm. So that combination, it's hard to break that defense for Orlando Pirates. And Sipho Chaine had an excellent performance. And surely, after getting a call up to the national team, he will say to Hugo Bruce, "Please select me to be the goalkeeper on the day in the national team." So surely he will bring his A game.
Yeah. Well, you know, if Cape Town City are to score, one man who will be able to unlock the defense is Hashim Dumbuning. On the night, I thought he had a very good run out, playing that early pass into Prince, who, of course, tested Chaine over there. A beautifully weighted, what can I say, just a key pass, a chance created for his teammate. Is he going to be the one to maybe take the fight to the Buccaneers?
It depends on the day. Looking at this team of Cape Town City, it's not like it's a team of an individual. Like, they play as a team, you know. They still have a youngster who's got the goal, Jaden.
Jaden Rhodes.
The youngster there, I saw he put a spy there on Makaula. Makaula ran to the other direction. It's going to be a team effort for Cape Town City to try and break Orlando Pirates.
Yeah. Do you think the squad exists at Cape Town City to actually go and win this doubleheader against Pirates? Because they were very busy in the market, but of course some of those players, the likes of Kalitos, I think is now injured and won't have any part to play for Cape Town City for the better part of 5 months or so.
Now, to be quite honest, I don't see Cape Town City beating Pirates in the second leg or any other team in the next couple of 5 games when the league starts. Cape Town City are going to struggle. They've made a lot of recruits, and more often when those things happen, you need to gel the team. You need to find the playing philosophy that every player is going to buy in. They've signed a couple of foreigners. There's a new striker, his name is eluding me right now. But
yeah, he played for Maritzburg.
Yes.
Sukarno, Amadou Sukarno, the forward. French forward.
Yeah, he rejoins the PSL, but now he's playing under, you know, a different team, a different badge. The tempo of the game has increased. We don't know the kind of football style that he was playing, where he was, you know, playing straight before he came back to the PSL. So just to, you know, look forward a bit beyond this MTN second leg semi-final, I think Cape Town City are going to be one of the teams that don't have the perfect start.
Yeah.
They won't struggle throughout the entire season, but the first 5 games are going to be very challenging for Eric Tinkler and his team.
Yeah. Well, let's move our attention over to the next game. Of course, speaking of foreigners, team that has got no issue signing foreigners is Mamelodi Sundowns. They were left licking their wounds on home soil after a 1-0 defeat inflicted upon Steve Barker's men. Do you think it's a case of too many cooks spoiling the broth at Sundowns?
I love how you put it. See, at Sundowns, you always know that a competition like the MTN 8 is not a competition that has been their strongest point. Sundowns are slow starters, and then once they get into the groove, nobody can stop them. That has been the case in the past 7 years or so. Now, under new management led by Coach Mangoba Mngiti, it's still a bit tricky. You cannot write Sundowns off in any game. They are trying to change the playing philosophy. They're trying to, you know, implement a new style. since Coach Rulani Mokoena left and joined Wydad. There are new players in the team. Some have changed positions, like Aubrey Madiba is no longer playing wide on the left. He's played now as a number eight. And the build-up play was a lot more deeper yesterday, if you noticed the game. I mean, they usually allow Ronan Williams to be one, the one who launches the ball to the centre-backs. But now Teboho Mokoena had to be the one who goes to collect. Perhaps maybe because they are playing with a different goalkeeper in Jody February, who hasn't had that much game time, and he might be, you know, lacking when it comes to the quality of his ball skills.
Yeah. Do you think that that new passing football that they're trying to implement at Sundowns is actually going to come to fruition? We know that there are some Rulani-like tactics that they deployed, but, you know, Coach Nyiti was speaking about moving it quicker. And I think they did that in the second half, but maybe not so much more in the first.
Yeah, especially after Stellenbosch scored that goal. Sundowns, they were a threat after Stelly's scored that goal. But even during the preseason, you could tell that they're trying to implement a new style of football. You could tell the way they were moving the ball around. But since, in my opinion, looking at yesterday's game, I think the teams now in the opening fixtures, they must equalize on trying to collect all the maximum points, while Sundowns are still trying to get that philosophy, like together, you know, because once they gel well together, they're gone. We know Mamelodi Sundowns and the type of players that they have there. There is no doubt that it's top quality players that are there.
Of course, and the coach has been with them for about several seasons, so of course he's no stranger to the players or to the club, and he knows he would have maybe had a contingency plan. You mentioned they were stronger after Stelis took the lead, but how good was Sage Stevens on the night? A 7 crucial saves, including Arthur Sells, I want to say his last gasp winner could have been, but Stevens, of course, putting himself between those Sundowns attackers and the Stellenbosch goal, a man of the match performance from him.
Yeah, it showed that Sundowns, they really wanted to come back in the game, for the fact that the goalkeeper was the man of the match from the side that was that won the match. You know, it shows that they were really trying to test the Stelly's defense, but then it was not meant to be. So big up to the goalkeeper of Stelly's. He stood up. He understood the assignment, and then he delivered. Where it matters the most, because that away goal, like, it's up. It's like now Stelly's are leading 2-0 up.
Yeah,
to Sundowns, you know.
Let's play devil's advocate over here, Mike. Of course, Ikram Reyners is illegible to play this clash. Of course, being cup tied, having represented his former employees, Stellenbosch, could he have been the difference in this fixture?
Bafana player, quality player. I remember last season, he's got 5 goals in one game. Ikram Reyners, put him in front of a good number 10, put him in front of a good front line, he's going to deliver. Yes, sure, he had that forgettable stint at SuperSport United. It was a different setup altogether, but you get the sense that had he played this game for Sundowns, with the quality surrounding him, Lucas Ribeiro, your Marcelo Allendez, your Teboho Mokoena, Temba Zwane joined the fray later on. Peter Shalulile, his runs off the ball, and Ikram Reyners is just a finisher that you need. That's why he's at Sundowns. He suits that style of play, at least on paper and on previous evidence. We still have to see how they are going to gel alongside him. But I think maybe had he played, to answer you, he probably would have been the game changer.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about then the man who was cast in that number 9 position, Arthur Sales, a Brazilian forward rumored to have been purchased for 70 million rand. Is he like for like, can compete with Reyners, or is he light years better than Ikram Reyners?
He looks very lean. He looks very fast. He looks like a deadly number 9. Just that Say Stevens was just, you know, phenomenal on the day. Because I think given any other goalkeeper, with due respect, I think that could have been a goal. We didn't see much of him. He came on a bit late. The chips were down already at that point. And Sundowns were under pressure, something that they are not used to. And for a new guy to be expected to, you know, be sort of like the messiah at that situation. It has a bit of pressure on him, but maybe given some time and watching him start a game playing under, you know, game of less consequence, maybe we'll get to see and understand the kind of player that he is. But judging from those few touches, yeah, you can tell that Sundowns have probably got what their money is worth.
Yeah. Would you go as far as to say that the Stellenbosch defense is better than Stellenbosch attack? Because, you know, we just mentioned Stephens, but the likes of Basadin as well, getting on a score sheet, composure from the 6-yard spot, his opposite flank, Carl Jurgens, of course, taking over from captain Tino van Rooyen. Would you go as far as to say that the defense is better than the attack?
Yeah, their defense is like solid. That has been, we've seen from the previous season, you know, they've been solid. And even Pasadin has been like, I think he's their set-piece specialist because he's taking the corners and penalties, you know. So they've been like solid. With now also Kubido coming on board at Stellies, I think now they've, as a replacement of Reyners, I think they're going to be more dangerous up front. So their defense for me is quite solid. And for the fact that there is this player, I think, from Ivory Coast, Traore or something, like Toure. Yeah.
Ismail Toure, yeah. I believe he's linked to the move away.
Yeah, but then Steve Barker came out to say the player is willing to go abroad. So they're not going to sell him to any local team. So that shows that the player, even himself, he understood the project that he's assigned to Stellenbosch. So I'm happy with the defense that Stellies had, even though they lost one of their key players in the right back, Tino van Rooyen, to Orlando Pirates. But still, you couldn't tell that there's a puzzle that is missing in that defense. Yeah.
Yeah. An away goal, a strong defensive setup, the final fixture to be played on home soil. Are Stellies in pole position going into this weekend, or is the tie still up for anybody?
The tie is still up because they still like 90 minutes to play. Anything can happen. But with Stellies, they're leading, and everyone, if Stellies is playing Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates or Sundowns, everyone who does not support one of those teams will be supporting Stellies. So the game will be played in Durban, and we know people from Durban, they love watching soccer. So surely Moses Mabhida on Sunday will be fully packed, and people will be rallying behind Stellies, especially that now they have that upper hand, you know. So I don't think it's going to be difficult for them to manage the game, and especially if they get that one goal first. And then I think it's going to be more difficult for Mamelodi Sundowns. But I'm not saying I'm writing off Mamelodi Sundowns, because even their coach, Mangoba Mnguti, came out to say maybe they needed this lose as a wake-up call. You know?
Yeah.
So surely now they'll be working on those errors that they considered during the first leg.
Yeah, Mike, how important is that first goal going to be this Sunday at Moses Mabhida?
Yeah, well, it depends on who scores that goal. If it's Mamelodi Sundowns, playing field is now level.
Yeah.
But if it's Stellies, Sundowns need to come and, you know, and knock down the door. But away goal rules have always been a tricky thing. You know, I'm glad that we still have them in the PSL, even though in other competitions, especially in Europe, have been abolished, like in the CAF, on the UEFA Champions League. But, you know, the element of an away goal brings that excitement, that different element in the game to say, okay, we're not just counting the amount of goals that each team scored, but there's that one that's going to count twice, which is the one that Stellenbosch got. Probably going to try close shop. If that's the approach that they try, Sundowns love that. They are going to be playing in Sundowns' hands, because Sundowns want teams to
be pegged back into their own half.
Yeah, they are used to that. I mean, even sometimes at halftime, if you've been to the Lufthansa Stadium, they would water the other side of the pitch, knowing that the ball is constantly going to be on the other side. They wanted to flow that side. So we'll see what approach Stevie Parker takes. If he decides to sit back, it might work against him.
Yeah, it could be a long day at the office.
He must just try to get one goal.
Yeah, and at Mamelodi Sundowns, they have a player like Teboho Mokoena who likes to take those shots.
Long range, yeah. Hit the woodwork in the first leg.
Yeah, so if you're going to park the pass against such players, then you're inviting trouble for yourself. So I think Steve Barker must take the game to Sundowns also. Maybe if you see it, maybe it's like 70 minutes and then the score is still 0-0 and then you can start to say, okay, let me park the bus.
Yeah. All right, gents. Well, with that being said, I need your predictions for this weekend's clashes. Of course, Orlando Stadium is going to host Pirates and Cape Town City. Moses Mabhida will host Stellenbosch along with Mamelodi Sundowns. Tell me who's going to come out victors on the day and book their spot in the MTN8 final.
I think we might be in for an All Western Cape final. I think.
Big upsets on the cards.
Yeah, I think. Sorry for the sponsors, but I think Stellies will hold their own against Sundowns. Probably beat them 1-0 again, or it might be a 1-1 draw. Stellies will go through. Then for Orlando Pirates, hard to say that they're going to lose. Or hard to imagine that they're going to lose in Orlando, but it's a huge possibility. Probably 1-0, 2-0.
For me, I see Orlando Pirates facing Stellies in the final. And at Orlando Stadium, Pirates will win this game 2-0. And for Stellies here at Moses Mabhida, I think it's going to be a draw 1-1.
All right, gents. Well, it's been a pleasure unpacking all things MTN8 related with you. For those of you at home, please let us know in the comments who you think will be in the MTN8 final. If you haven't already, please smash that like button and don't forget to subscribe. From all of us in studio, thanks and goodbye.
Cheers. Till next time.